You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on Thursday, August 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two, everybody, here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison. Looking out the windows right now. I was going to say not a cloud in the sky, but a small one just kind of started to pass off. It's a beautiful day, Zommers. You should be in your element. The weather that's coming up in Wisconsin the next 4 or 5 days, it is Zommeresque. No humidity. Highs around 67 degrees and sunny.
I am quite pleased. Yeah, it's all I need is some sunglasses, and I can be outside.
Right? How about that? Yeah, the fall is coming early. It's going to be a little, morning lows like in the 40s for the next 2, 3, 4 days. A cool front is going to settle in Wisconsin. So if you're a fall person, this is your kind of weather. But I think it's good because a lot of parents like my sister and brother-in-law are moving their kids into dormitories. In fact, on my way to work today, I was coming on Johnson Street, and one of the new big high-rises, it was a line down the block of people waiting to get in the underground parking, and you can see it looked like the Beverly Hills Hillbilly, the Clampets with all the furniture on the back of the truck. They were moving their kids in. So good that it's cool weather for that, because you don't want to be moving in bad weather.
I would much rather be moving furniture in 40 degrees than in 90.
Yeah, absolutely. The Brewers are still hot, up 2-1. On the Chicago Cubs down at Wrigley. You can hear that game on some of our stations, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, I think, right? Still today. ISS in Oshkosh, WBZH in Hayward, and WCQM up in beautiful Park Falls. You can hear that game on the Brewers Radio Network. Brewers up right now 2-1 over the Cubs, bottom of the sixth now. Can't stream it because of contractual things. But you can hear it over terrestrial radio, as they say. Brewers trying to get out of here with a win after dropping one, as Clemens said last night. Tough game. Contreras had a great hit with two out in the ninth and a couple of guys on, and the Cubs guy snow-coned it. You know what that means? So he caught it with his glove, but just merrily. So it looked like the baseball was a snow cone. I mean, it was a half an inch from being a base hit, and the Brewers would have won it. So, you know, as they say, that's baseball.
You just can't win them all.
Can't win them all, but hopefully the crew can bounce back. We'll continue to monitor that game here this afternoon. Also coming up, going to talk about the Democratic National Committee having money problems. My least favorite, Martin. I told you this guy, he was, as my grandma Albaugh used to say, it wasn't going to pan out.
To be fair, he inherited a bad situation, but... Well, maybe he didn't handle it so well.
Not making it any better. Also, Donald Trump is coming out tonight. We're going to tell you all about that in just a little while. And what's worse for you. But first, Zommers, so you've only flown twice in your life, right?
Well, two round trips. So four flights.
All right. Very good. As Luke Mathers, he's a big flyer. We should ask him this question. He travels all around the world.
We should see if we can get him
in here. He's an international man of mystery. He doesn't come on. He used to come on this show and do dueling tangents with us, but then he got tired of me and he said, I'm out of here.
I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but.
No, he went on to bigger and better things than our little dog and pony show. Now he's a manager. He doesn't have time to come on this show anymore. But my guess is Luke is an aisle kind of guy. He wants freedom to get up and down and use the facilities and stretch his legs. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, I like a window seat because what I like to do when I get in an aircraft is I like to go to my window seat and hunker. and I feel like I have extra space, even if it's an inch or two, to my left or my right, because I can snuggle up to the window. I can stuff my coat in there if I have to. I feel like I have extra space.
I agree. That's been the couple of flights I've had, you know, one of them was on, I don't remember what plane, one of the big ones with the row of three seats in the middle, and I was in the middle of two people who did not give me very much space for a 7.5 hour flight.
Oh, 7.5 hours?
Yeah, that was not fun.
Not fun at all.
But on other ones, I did get to sit on the window seat, and I did get to sit in the aisle seat for a shorter round trip, and I liked the window seat better because, you know, you don't get to see that every day.
And also, I like, because what I can't stand if I'm not in the window either, is you get some smarty, well, I just want to sleep. And it's like the middle of the day, I shut the window and I can't see anything. If it's in the middle of the night, I guess, fine. Anyway, here's a story now. A new class action lawsuit against United and Delta Airlines claims the airline sold window seats without windows. The suit filed in federal court on Tuesday claims passengers were seated next to empty walls despite paying extra for seat preferences and seeks millions in damages for more than 1 million customers per airline. Now, while some aircraft like the Boeing 737, Boeing 757, and Airbus A321 are designed with rows of windowless seats due to air conditioning ducts and other systems, the complaint alleges that Delta and United failed to disclose this information to customers, unlike competitors like American or Alaska Airlines. Quote, had plaintiffs and the class members known that the seats they were purchasing were windowless, they would not have selected them, much less have paid extra money, unquote. The United complaint reads, according to Business Insider, the suit states that Delta passengers can spend 70 bucks or more to choose seats, while the United seats can cost as much as 50 bucks more for domestic flights, 100 bucks for an international flight for a window. I guess maybe I haven't flown in a little. I flew last year a couple of times, but yeah, not good at all. The lawsuit notes the passengers purchase window seats for reasons like extra light, to my point, to occupy antsy children, or to mitigate anxious or claustrophobic feelings. United Airlines did not comment on the case. Delta did not respond to the Daily Beast comment for question. I don't know. I think just, as Ken Lewis likes to say, you're never too poor to pay attention. When you look on the thing, you choose your seat, you got to look and see. I guess what they're claiming is they thought it said window seat.
Right. I feel like, I guess I don't know if the listing said window seat and there wasn't a window, or if they just looked at a chart and clicked on one that was on an edge and assumed there was a window there, because those are two different things. One is, I feel like you're just too poor to pay attention. One is false advertising.
All right, 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. This just is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10-ish stations. I say ish because some of our stations right now playing the Milwaukee Brewers, who are still up 2-1 on the Cubs in the bottom of the 7th inning. All right. And by the way, speaking of the Brewers, make sure you download the old Civic Media app. Get ready to go. Get your texting fingers ready, because if you want to be a part of the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers, we're going to send you there for free if the price is right. No. If your answer is correct. If your answer is correct.
Which it will be.
And hopefully, yes.
If you listen.
So here's how you do it. You download the Civic Media app for free on your Apple or iPhone. On your iPhone or Android device, go to the App Store, the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. It's free. Takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gayle King over at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app, or we think she would. And so you have the Civic Media app, and then tomorrow you set your alarm for 5:59 a.m., because you want to be there when Pat Kreitlow signs on in his pajamas. Wouldn't that be great? I'm going to ask Pat if we could do a pajama show.
That would be fun. I feel like that may have happened once.
Really?
But I might be misremembering.
All right. Well, but anyway, you signed because Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9 on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, he's going to give you a word. You text in the word, and if your word is correct, you're eligible, and then the computer is going to randomly select somebody to win 4 Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats on the beautiful AmFam field for a certain date. Then Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach come on at 9 o'clock, Matt, Nair on air. They're going to give you a word. Then Hartman's going to come on, sell you some crypto and the whatnot, and he'll give you a word. And then we're going to come on, we'll give you a word. And then Maggie Dawn wraps it up with the free ticket Friday. She'll give you a word. So you're going to want to keep your radio on. We'll all give you a word. If it's correct, then you're eligible, and you're going to win. Somebody's going to win 4 tickets to our club-level seats. Free ticket Friday.
Statewide.
That's tomorrow. It's a statewide contest. But right now, just your opinion. But which is good enough. Which is good enough, right? Your opinion should be good enough. When you go to the game, Zommers, are you more of a, I got to have a beer or I got to have a brat? Do you want food or do you want drink?
See, I Worse. Want both. But if I have to have one.
That doesn't help the bit. All right, let's give people the category first. The category today, what's worse, thirst or hunger? Thirst or hunger? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. For this purpose, you can still call. Now, tomorrow you got a text, but for today, you can either call 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the
Civic. Or you can comment on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter.
Yes, you can do that as well. I think this is a good category. Thirst or hunger? What's worse? If you're thirsty, you're like, oh, I got to have something to drink. Or if you're like, I need something to eat right now. What's worse, thirst or hunger? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'll tell you what. If you're in the Civic Media seats and it's 90 degrees and sun, I'll tell you which one you're going to want. and it ain't hunger. You want something to drink.
Well, of course.
To be hot.
But you can also go inside in the AC if you win those nice seats. So there
very,
is that.
Very, very nice segue. Because there is that beautiful, there's a concourse, i.e. a big hallway.
Basically.
Right behind the seats. And you can go in there and cool down. And if you've never been to the club level before, let me tell you, it's great because you take this big gold elevator up to the club level and there's a nice person there and they do your nails. As soon as you get up there, they do your nails. And that's fantastic. And then they give you a nice little shoulder massage and then they take you to your seats.
We went to different places.
There is an elevator. I'll say
there is an elevator. The rest of it is a little creative liberty.
That part's true. But no, they're great seats. They're cushioned right in the third base side. You can see the big screen there. It's like a big 4K television, basically, out there in center field. So make sure you listen tomorrow. We'll give away those free tickets. What's worse, thirst or hunger? Thirst or hunger? 855-752-4842. Heather, watching on Facebook up in beautiful Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire, says hunger is way worse. No one wants a hangry person around. You can have a snack like grapes or watermelon that might help with both. Now, that's creative. Grapes, right? Yeah, hangry, a combination of hunger and angry. You do not want that. Come on back, thirst or hunger, 855-752-4842. The texts are coming in. We'll read them on the other side. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Nicely done, Zommers. Who sings that?
That is Temple of the Dog singing Hunger Strike.
Really? Temple of the Dog?
Yeah, it's a...
singing Hunger Strike.
Some iconic vocalists. You got Eddie Vedder, known for Pearl Jam.
And you got that, really?
Chris Cornell, wow. Known more for Soundgarden.
Look at you. Nicely done. I like the vocals on that. That was great.
They're good.
Yeah, you don't want to be hangry. You don't want to be hungry or thirsty. The question of the moment, what's worse, segment today. Thirst or hunger? Thirst or hunger? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I think I've told this story on the air before. Years and years ago, when I was in the state Senate, just starting out, and now Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, now she's a congresswoman, been for several years. Back then, she was a newer state senator. And back at that time, the state Senate building was not air-conditioned, or the state capitol, rather. The capitol was not air-conditioned. And so it'll get very hot in the summer sessions. And in the state Senate, the men are still required to wear a jacket on the floor, and the women are required to wear either a jacket and like a pantsuit, or a jacket and a skirt, or a dress. Those are the Senate rules. And so in the summer, before they air conditioned the place, it get very, very hot. And back in those days, they used to take a break for lunch. And so at a certain point, they'd say, okay, we're going to adjourn. And the Senate would go to lunch. They don't do that anymore. They just work through it. So this one, Brian Rood, a moderate Republican from Westby, Wisconsin, was the Senate president. Really tall guy, nice guy. And Gwendolyn Moore was a very outspoken congresswoman or a state senator. And it was, I don't know what time it was, 1:30, quarter to 2, and they've been going on in debate, and it was hot. It was in the summer. And at the time, State Senator Gwendolyn Moore got up and she grabbed the microphone and she looked at Brian Rood and she said, "Mr. President, when are we going to take a break? Because I am hungry."
I respect that. I respect that.
And the entire state Senate started laughing. And Senator Rood said, "Senator Moore, your voice has been heard. The Senate stands adjourned." And they went to lunch.
That's great. That's great.
True story. What's worse, thirst or hunger? 855-752-4842. Mike, listening on WMDX in Madison. Mike, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I'm going to say thirst, especially if you're at a Brewers game.
Nicely done. What's your favorite beverage of choice at the said Brewers game?
Well, it's probably, I haven't been to one for a while, So that's why I'm going to enter the competition tomorrow. But if they have Spotted Cow, I have Spotted Cow.
Right. All right, nice. I've had Spotted Cow. For some reason, it's the champagne of beers, Miller High Life for me.
That's usually what I go for.
Miller's good.
But High Life, the champagne of beers. So, all right. Well, enter the contest tomorrow, Mike. Be listening all day long, you and everybody else. We're going to give away 4 tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's worse, thirst or hunger? One caller texting in says thirst is way worse. Hunger goes away and your body switches to burning fat instead. Anyone who can't stand hunger is addicted to sugar. That's what makes your hunger worse and kicks in all the time. All right, a little good knowledge there, as they say. What's worse, thirst or hunger? Len in Madison, thirst is worse than hunger. Damaging health effects come from that sooner from dehydration than from dehydration rather than starvation. So
or
thirst.
Sooner that like, and oh, our own Casper said a very similar thing. Thirst is way worse, mainly because you can survive up to 30 days without eating, but you'll die in approximately 3 to 5 days without water.
Wow. All right. Well, Kat, there you go. Good. Not only is he the engineer, he knows what your health is. So if you were on a trip with Casper, he could fix your camp light and he could keep you alive. So he's on the next expedition. Mike, listening to Madison, a brand new caller listener. We appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so very much on WMDX. Come on out and see us tonight, Mike. We're going to be down on State Street here outside the Overture Center at the WMDX tent for the Madison Night Market between 5 and 9 tonight. Mike in Madison says, that's a tough one, almost like asking what's worse, acute shin splints or a dinner date with somebody that you don't like. He named an individual, but we're not going to make it personal here. All right. Brett in Brown Deer texting in on AUK says, thirsty is way worse. It's practically a sin to be thirsty in Wisconsin, right? 855-752-4842. To the phone lines we go. Matt in Madison on WMDX. Matt, thirst or hunger? What's worse?
So I'm very passionate about this. I'm very opinionated. I think being thirsty is worse. I can't stand the feeling of being thirsty. I drink water all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And when you're hungry, it's good to be hungry. Your body switches to fat burning. I think people snack a lot and overeat because they're not aware of that. So to keep a healthy body weight, you want to let yourself go hungry, you know, sometimes. Not overdo it, but, you know.
All right.
Be in the natural state of hunger, is my
right.
opinion.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to us on WMDX. Thirst or hunger? What's worse? Off the text line, Jules in Mozanie. Was in Mozanie not too long ago. Jules in Mozanie on WXCO says, my stomach doesn't hurt when I'm thirsty. Okay.
That's true. So I guess they're saying that thirst is, that hunger is worse because it hurts.
Yeah. What's worse, thirst or hunger? Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX, being hungry is worse because it takes longer, usually, to fix. Joel, up in beautiful Rothschild, listening in, says, hungry, oh, by the way, I got 2 clubhouse tickets for this weekend that I won earlier this summer, taking my grandson. I listened to WXCO and Chad Holmes. There you go. See, a real winner that listens to Civic Media, the great Chad Holmes on XCO. You can be a winner, too. Tune in tomorrow for Free Ticket Friday. All right, come on back. Donald Trump is coming out tonight. We'll tell you when, where, why, and how. Don't miss it on the Civic Media. Ready to... Little Gaga to get you up and going on a Thursday afternoon, 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Nicely done, Zomers, on the board. Love that song.
Well, you said Trump is coming out today, right?
Yes. We'll get to that in a minute. That is the headline. That's what he claims. We'll tell you about it in a minute. First of all, speaking of getting up and getting going, not quite a get out of here, but Isaac Collins hits a 2-run hit in the top of the 8th for the Brew Crew. The Crew up 4-1 now on the Cubbies. Milwaukee 4, Chicago 1, top of the 8th. Only one out and one on right now for the Brewers rallying here. Great job by the Crew here to bounce back in the top of the 8th. We'll continue to monitor that. Also, Zomers, and here's the deal. You all either get to see and or hear me each and every day when I come on the radio or on the stream. And you think, well, that guy is at least halfway smart. No. I'm just a schmuck. I'm your everyday Joe. You understand? We have all kinds of people that help me sound halfway smart. One of them is our great news director, Sholly Pittman. And she puts out the zeitgeist every morning. And I try to. Very, very helpful. And I didn't have time to read the whole thing today. But here I'm reading it during the break. And here's what she writes, Sholly Pittman. She says, Brittany Merlot, our great meteorologist, my editorial remark there, reports that La Nina watch has been issued, potentially bringing water and colder than normal conditions next winter. Meanwhile, a skull found more than 2 decades ago near the Minnesota border has also been identified. Now, that's a big turn to say for Brittany Merlot. She says, it's going to be a cold, snowy winter. Oh, and we've identified a skull. I mean, was the skull in a snowbank? I have all kinds of questions.
Well, we might have to do some more digging.
Dial Brittany up. No, I'm just kidding. She has better things to do. We'll follow up on that. Now you have something to look forward to tomorrow. I've heard that, though, before other places, that it's going to be a snowier, colder winter, which isn't necessarily bad. Maybe not the cold, but we could use more snow in the winter.
I wonder if that just means it'll be back to somewhat normal.
I don't know. I do know I have to brush up on my Spanish if it's going to be a La Nina winter. Anyway, let's go to ABC News. Da, 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 da. That's a great
ABC News. I'm Todd Albaugh.
No, I'm not. Headline, Trump says he'll go out with police, military to patrol D.C. tonight. That's right. Donald Trump is coming out.
Well, he's going out with the military.
Right. Maybe not that kind of coming out. But that's what he says. President Donald Trump announced he's, quote unquote, going out with police and military in Washington, D.C. tonight to oversee the surge in federal law enforcement and National Guard, who are responding to what he says is a crime emergency in the district. This is just a bunch of horse hockey, folks. And it's sad and it's dangerous. But it's just, I mean, again, the president of the United States. Remember what happened last time? How long ago? Look at Gordy, by the way, from John and Gordy in the Morning Show. He's in here being a Yahoo. He's got his Cubs hat on. Yeah, how's that working out, Gordy? How's that working out? The Brewers, the Cubs. The Brewers are up 4-1.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, sit down.
Are you kidding me?
Gordy from John and Gordy is here.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I will. How about you? Here, let's, for our viewers, look at that. Now we're both on here.
Wonderful.
You're getting ready to the night market tonight.
Yeah, just about to set up right across the street in front of the Overture Center. You want to stop by?
I have to. Good. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I have friends that are away.
Uh-huh.
I told them I'd mow their lawn while they were gone. I was going to do it this morning before I came in, and
okay.
Then more. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're trying to get out of this.
More meetings. No, more meetings were scheduled, because if there were only more meetings, that's exactly what we need around here. So there were meetings scheduled, and so I couldn't go to mow the yard. So now I have, as soon as this is over, I'm getting in the truck. I'm heading to Greene County to mow a yard. I'm coming back, and I'll be here between 7 and 7:30.
Okay.
I'll be here to tear down while you're long since in bed.
Well, that sounds like a plan, but, you know, it also sounds like you have a possible out there in case the mower breaks down or you have to get more gas or something.
Well, there is a required post-mowing beer.
Listen, that too. But if you can make it, that'd be great. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, and everybody else, come on down right here on State Street below the studios across from the Overture Center at the Civic Media Tent. Get an autograph from John and Gordy. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Last time we did this together, there was people that were, they were all about John and Gordy, and there was a couple. There's a couple, and they're talking, and they're very happy to meet John and Gordy.
Right.
And they're chatting about, and I think it was the husband was chatting to John and Gordy, and then the wife looks at me, because I'm just a schmuck standing there, and the wife goes, "We listen to you every morning." I said, I knew I wasn't on there, but you're just polite. And I said, "Well, thank you very much." And the husband kind of taps her and goes, "Not him, these guys."
Really? Wow.
Yeah, true story.
And hey, you're going to join us. We're filling in for Pete Schwabe Monday night and Tuesday night. Yeah.
You're required to make your mouth moist when you say his name.
The Schwabinator. Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've not filled in for Pete before, so this will be a fun experience. And you're going
to
stop by.
To it.
Yeah.
They had nobody else to talk to at 6:30. So I said, sure, I'll do it.
Well, thank you for making it a priority. How are the Cubs and the Brewers doing?
They're doing great, because Isaac Collins just got a two-run hit in the bottom of the eighth. It's now the Brewers 4 and your, Gordy, Chicago Cubs 1.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. I got to hand it to the Brewers. I mean, they're having just an unbelievable season.
And the Cubs had a couple of good games here as well.
Yeah.
That one last night was tough.
Yeah. But,
for us as Brewers fans.
But the Cubs have been kind of fading the last couple of weeks, thanks to the Brewers.
And by the way, Craig Counsell claimed that he'd never seen a George Webb. And then it got that somebody dug up the story when he was the Brewers manager talking about, "I grew up in Milwaukee, went to George Webb all the time."
Wow. You know, I lived in South Bend when he was over at Notre Dame, when he was actually playing.
He played for Murph, right? Pat Murphy was the coach at Notre Dame.
I believe so, yes. Yeah, so I go way back with Counsell,
That's actually a really cool story.
Yeah.
Because Murphy coached Counsell at Notre Dame, and then fast forward a number of years, Counsell hired Murphy to come to the Brewers.
Have you ever been to South Bend, Indiana? Because
I've driven. The closest I've got is Gary, Indiana.
Okay, well, that's still quite a ways from South Bend. But they have a beautiful stadium there for the South Bend Cubs.
They have all the money. They have the Catholic money.
The AAA. Well, the AAA team is not connected to Notre Dame, but it's an unbelievably great minor league. Some of these minor league stadiums are wonderful.
Oh, they are. Yeah, the Rattlers in Appleton.
Yeah.
The Biloxi Skycarp have a pretty nice stadium.
The Madison Mallards here.
Yeah. But in South Bend, they have this, it's called Four Winds Stadium. Four Winds Casino is a major casino over there. And it has everything. It's for the whole family. You know, it's a family experience. Bounce houses and splash pools and all kinds of things. So
that's fantastic.
Anyway, it's pretty good.
So as a Chicago Cubs fan, how do you feel about the Pope now being a Sox fan?
Well, I'm not happy about that. You would say, I don't know. Is his brother also a Sox fan?
I'm not going to speak for the Pope.
Okay. Well, okay. That's probably wise.
The nice thing now, if the Sox need something or Notre Dame, they don't have to have a fundraiser anymore. They just call the Vatican. Right. They don't have to pray anymore.
They're all good. Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to stop in and say hi to you and Zomers.
Well, it's fantastic. You want to weigh in on Donald Trump coming out tonight?
Well, I heard you saying that on the way in. I did not hear this story. So that's the headline, huh?
He's going out in D.C. with the police and military to help, hold down the crime.
I'm serious. He's gonna walk.
And we all know what happened last time he took a walk in D.C. Over to that church and held the Bible upside down.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Oh boy, it's just another show, isn't it?
That's 100% of what it is.
It's all for the cameras.
You know, interesting to bring down crime by walking in with a couple of felonies to your name.
A lot of people are saying that if they really were concerned about crime in D.C., they just go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and they could clean the city up right there.
Well, yes, they could take them all out at the White House there. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, tune in if you're not in the Madison market. You can listen to John and Gordy and Dom, the Italian Stallion, every morning from 6 until 8.
That's right.
On WMDX and the Civic Media app or here in the city.
Yeah, and filling in for Schwabba on Monday and Tuesday night.
You guys are everywhere.
Well, you got to make a nickel here and a dime there. Anything for a buck.
Remember that? It was a sponsored thing, but it was on the radio, at least in Richland Center, for years. Yeah. It was Chicken Man, and it was for Chester Chicken.
Okay.
And it was like, Chicken Man!
He's everywhere. Sure. Yeah, I remember that series.
You're like Chicken Man.
Dick Orkin. Dick Orkin was the creator of that. Great stuff. Oh, man. Yeah, you can still find some of those on YouTube or, somewhere on the internets.
Orkin before he dicks you.
There you go. Chicken Man. That was a great series. Did you ever hear The Tooth Fairy? Another one of his series.
No.
Oh, man. You got to look up The Tooth Fairy. If you like Chicken Man,
I'll look it up.
Look up The Tooth Fairy. Dig for that one.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Gordy.
It's good to see you, Tom.
Always
good
great
to see you, Zomers.
Stop on down and meet Gordy and John and everybody tonight at the Madison Night Market if you're in Madison.
Yeah. I hear John's only going to be wearing his WMDX t-shirt. At least that's what he said in the promo.
Really? He's just wearing the t-shirt.
Is John a boxers or brief kind of guy?
Listen,
or is he a good commando?
I learned something a long time ago, like 40 years ago, when John and I first teamed up. I never speak for him. He speaks for himself.
Talk about a tease. They want to see more teases. Come down to Madison tonight downtown and see if John's wearing pants.
That's right. Yes. We'll be there from 5 to 9. Well, we'll be there from 5 to about 7, but then you'll be there about 7:30, maybe.
Duty,
if you get the mowing done.
I get the mowing done.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate
good to see you,
Gordy. Always
right.
a great pleasure. Have giving you an update on the Brewers now. Bottom of the eighth. Nobody out. And it's a 4-1 Milwaukee over Gordy's Cubs. I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, to finish up these thoughts on the situation out in D.C., again, Donald Trump, and Gordy's absolutely right. It's nothing more than a dog and pony show. It's for the Fox News and the media and whatnot. But the serious part of this, and this is what's just sad and disturbing about it, is that as somebody who, I never lived in D.C., but when I worked for Congressman Scott Kluge, I went out there quite a bit for work. And Washington, D.C. is a beautiful, beautiful city. If you've never been there, get out there. Well, maybe not right now, but go out and check it out. And if you talk to people who still live there and know Washington, D.C., you're going to find out that where they're putting ICE, where they're putting U.S. Marshals, where they're putting National Guard people is pretty much not the high crime areas. Go figure. It's for show. And again, they're detaining U.S. citizens. They're detaining people that shouldn't be, quite frankly. And if you talk to restaurateurs, there's been a number of news stories on this. If you go to opentable.com where you can reserve restaurant tables and whatnot, the reservations for restaurants in D.C. is plummeting after this, I'll call it occupation by Donald Trump. So it's just sad. And yes, I get it that part of it could be to divert their attention away from the economy, which, by the way, prices are going up. The Target COO or CEO is being replaced because things ain't going well at Target because prices are going up. And it's to divert from the Epstein files. By the way, if there's nothing in the files you should be embarrassed about, then why not just release them? But I also think what they're doing in D.C., it's a test run for other cities across the United States. So we'll keep an eye on that. Come on back on the other side. Wrap things up. Little DNC news. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Brittany Merlot with a weather forecast update. Also, more on that dead skull. No, she'll talk about the weather. We'll talk about the skull later. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with an update for you. We are in the bottom of the eighth. Two on, two out for the Cubs. Uribe, I can't say it now. Uribe for the Brewers on the mound. And it's 4-1 Milwaukee. Milwaukee 4, the Cubs 1 in the bottom of the eighth. Two outs. We'll see if Uribe. Why can't I say that? I'm having a brain freeze. All right, we'll update you on the Brewers as they progress. Then after the sports update, we're going to have Maggie Dawn, another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. So stay tuned for that. Uribe gets out of it. The Brewers get out of it. I know. My mouth has got tongue tied. Anyway, the Brewers got out of it. I'm thirsty. They're going to the ninth. On to the ninth. Top of the ninth now. It is the Milwaukee Brewers 4 and the Cubs 1. Finish on a little news from my least favorite Martin. National Democratic Committee Chair Ken Martin, who, of course, beat out our own Ben Wickler, the Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair, because, I don't know, they thought this Martin guy in Minnesota was a better deal. And, of course, there's been an uprising within the National Democratic Party now because nobody likes him.
From what I understand,
at least some people don't like him.
He had more favors to call in around the nation.
I guess so. This is from Politico.com. The National Democratic Committee has fallen far behind in the cash race. Well, that ain't good. After a brutal 2024 election and several months into rebuilding efforts under new party leadership, the DNC wildly trails the Republican National Committee by nearly every fundraising metric. By the end of June, the RNC had around $80 million cash on hand. 80 million. Compared to 15 million at the DNC. 80 million to 15 million.
That is, as the kids say, bad.
That's bad. I mean, the old saying is money is the mother's milk of politics. It all comes down to the dollar sign, as the late, great Jack O'Neill was fond of saying. The gap, nearly twice as large as it was at this stage in Trump's first presidency, has only grown in recent months. A Politico analysis of campaign finance data found, fueled by several distinct factors. Major Democratic donors have withheld money this year amid skepticism about the party's direction, while the small donors, who have long been a source of strength, are not growing nearly enough to make up the gap. And the party has quickly churned through what money it has raised the first half of the year, including spending more than $15 million this year to pay off lingering campaign expenses for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. The DNC has less cash this summer than it did at any point in the last 5 years. The fundraising troubles reflect ongoing questions about the DNC's direction under Ken Martin, who was elected earlier this year and comes as the DNC has faced months of bitter infighting. Continued cash shortages could limit the party's ability to rebuild for a new cycle, And the DNC's money woes stand in particularly stark contrast to Republicans, who have leveraged President Donald Trump's fundraising prowess to raise record sums. This is not good if you're a Democrat. And I get it. Some of this is insider baseball, insider whatever. But $80 million cash on hand for the Republicans, $15 million cash on hand for the Democrats.
I can explain exactly what's going on in the words of our of our president.
Yes.
That they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you
Well, he was talking about somebody else in that cut.
But is it is it wrong?
Look, I just think that we've talked about this in more serious terms before, in that I don't think that the leadership of the Democratic Party knows the direction they want to go. There is a base part of the party that wants Democrats to fight more, to be more Gavin Newsom-esque, I guess you might say. And then there's people that say, let's be more Obama-esque and more traditional and stand for something and appeal to a broader section of people. And until the national Democratic leadership figures out which way they're going, I'm not sure that's going to get a whole lot better. And that's why I think that Wisconsin voters have a bigger opportunity. Forget what's happened at the national level. There's going to be a major race for governor. Talk about a state at a crossroads. Wisconsin is going to have a lot of important races in 2026. The first and foremost for governor, we didn't get to, although we might tomorrow. Lieutenant governor's race, current Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski announced on Pat Kreitlow's show, Mornings of Pat Kreitlow this morning, that she is now in. She is running for lieutenant governor, so we have that race. Going to have a chance for Democrats to compete, certainly at the state Senate level in Wisconsin, and maybe even for state assembly now that there are fairer maps. And then the congressional districts, the third district with Derek Van Orten, the incumbent, in the first with Brian Stile, the incumbent, and maybe if Tom Tiffany runs for governor in the seventh up north, the seventh congressional district will be open seat as well. So I would encourage Wisconsin voters, pay less attention to what's going on at the national level, although I think that'll be important on the overall scope of who controls Congress. But there are so many opportunities to have an impact right in our communities in Wisconsin. If that's writing a check, that's great. If that's going knocking on doors, that's good too. If it's just reaching across the fence and having a conversation to understand our neighbors, that is the first and foremost important step. And we should all be doing whatever we can to do that. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area today. Always great to have him on. John of John and Gordy as well. Zomers behind the board and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.